Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to a Game of Thrones podcast, getting ready for season 8, which debuts April 14th.
Can you say welcome back when it's been like over a year and a half?
Well, it has been a while.
It's still welcome back.
Okay, yeah, I guess
we've been
on hiatus.
Yeah, we've been on hiatus. The show is too, in fairness. So
we can only do so much.
Andrew Porter here with Bill Cornfield, Dave Breitmeyer, and Tom Kelly. What's up, guys?
What's up?
What's going on?
Can we get like an official name for this show?
I don't know. We don't have our own thing here. It's just like Game of Thrones.
I thought
we used to be
like,
on Facebook Live. Now we're not.
I thought like post game live, post Game of Thrones live.
That's good. GOT live.
Yeah.
Except we're not live.
No.
We used to be live.
Yeah.
That didn't.
That kills that.
Damn it, Breitmeyer.
So the trailer comes out. That's obviously getting a lot of buzz. So we felt like it was time to do a podcast about, you know, we're less than 3 months away. So we're getting a little excited. I want to get
your guys' thoughts on the trailer. If we want to just talk about it. I mean, it wasn't anything special.
It wasn't necessarily
it didn't give us a trailer.
Right.
It's kind of just like a teaser type thing. I'd expect an actual trailer with actual footage to come out maybe during the Super Bowl.
That's what I was thinking.
Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I feel like they might not give us anything.
They're not going to give us any footage. I feel like they're not going to give...
Before the season starts? You've got to be kidding me.
Why?
They have to.
Why?
They always do.
Any frame of what's... will tell you something about what's going to happen, and people are going to break down everything.
Yeah, but that's what they want. They want that.
Well, I think I even read a thing... Now I got to remember if I read it right, that anything that they do show us will be of the first episode... and only of the first episode. So
I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, hold up. Do you guys watch any shows on HBO right now?
Yeah, I'm in True Detective.
Okay, yeah.
By the way, True Detective's been very good.
Very good.
But I have to sign back up to HBO.
They have a little montage that they play.
Yeah.
And there's
Sansa saying that Winterfell is Daenerys.
That 3 second clip.
No, I'm just saying.
But that is new footage.
That is new footage. Yeah, they'll give us something.
But that's not anything groundbreaking. Like we at the end of season 7, we know that Dany and Jon are on their way to Winterfell to meet with Sansa and Bran, aka the Three Eyed Raven. And Arya, so that's not.
Do we know that Bran's at Winterfell yet, or is going to be at Winterfell?
There, no, he's been there. Yeah,
has he been there?
Yeah, I just watched the end of season 7, and he's there because if you recall,
because it was weird he wasn't in the trailer then. If he's there,
yeah, that's true. I don't know why. Maybe he's just maybe he's out north gambling about whatever he's doing. But yeah, he is there because at the end of season 7, him and Samwell Tarly, the two people in Westeros that know the true identity of Jon Snow, a.k.a. Aegon Targaryen, they are like, oh my God, he's actually a legitimate child, not a bastard born in Dorne.
Maybe he wasn't in it because of the theory that he's really the Night King.
That's true. That used to be such a stupid theory to me, but at this point, I kind of am buying into it more and more.
That Jon Snow is?
No, Bran is the Night King. Because he can, manipulate time and go from place to place that he's really... really old, that he's really Bran the Builder, like this legendary Stark character,
who built the wall, reincarnated
or something. It's confusing, but the theory is that he is actually the Night King, and you can see similarities in the way they dress.
Interesting.
So it's interesting.
I like that. Is that like a Reddit theory? I haven't seen that.
It's a relatively popular theory.
Okay,
I've heard on a few different occasions.
It started like late last season, maybe.
Yeah.
Because people were why does the Night King kind of have the facial structure?
They just want him to be Bran, but it's not going to happen.
And as the White Walker army is crossing through the wall after the dragon melts it down, they show an overhead view, and the army of the dead is in a formation that looks exactly like the wolf. Symbol from the Starks of Winterfell. Look it
no
up.
No way.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I'm telling you, look it up.
But you know what? That doesn't put anything past me, but uh-oh.
I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
We Vikings disrupt our podcast.
What are we doing here?
Game of Thrones podcast.
Oh my God! Are you serious, man?
You gotta stop hating. You gotta stop being such a hater,
man.
What do you think, Carson Wentz or Nick Foles?
Yeah, exactly, man. I thought that's what we were talking about in here, man.
Every day,
we had to get
freaking Game of Thrones.
I'm tired of people bashing Carson. We had to take a break from that.
I'm with you on that, brother.
Here are the odds. What do you got? Who's going to be on the throne in the end?
Who's going to finish it?
Oh, are we getting to the
this is the final season?
This is the final season. It's a preseason podcast.
Yeah.
So we haven't started the season
no,
yet.
No, it doesn't start till April.
We're like training camp right now.
Right.
Yeah. OTAs.
Yeah,
I don't know any of these people on this list.
Can you
send me this?
Why would you?
Yeah, Jon Snow is who now who's supposed to be?
He's the main character, Jon Snow.
So we're trying to figure out who's not going to make it to the end or who will make it.
He's going
to
rule over the whole country. When it's over.
Oh, come on, man. I know who that is, man. That's Tyrone Lannister.
That's not his name. You know what? That's not a crazy prediction.
That sounds like a fifth round defensive tackle prospect.
That's why I said it. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a safety to me, man. What's his name? Tyron?
Tyrion.
Oh, Tyrion.
Yeah. I mean, you got it. That's not a crazy guess, though.
Let me tell y'all this, though. No. You guys will be happy to know that when it's all over, I'll watch it.
You should watch it now.
No.
So
you get to enjoy it with us, other people.
And you know what? That's fine.
That's precisely the reason why I'm not watching it.
You know what?
I don't want to watch it.
I'm perfectly fine with that because once we end it, we'll get him in. We'll do another podcast with Ike Breaks Down Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that would be a huge story.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it the whole
season. First season, put it in subtitles. That's my recommendation.
Subtitles?
Put the subtitles on in the bottom. It'll help you.
It's hard to understand.
You'll be very confused. Because then you'll fade out.
He's out. He's out. Yeah, he's never watching out.
He just made it. Porter just made it way too complicated.
True Detective's good. It's good this year. Maybe we'll start.
You know what? I think we should.
I'll do one.
I haven't watched it yet.
Let's see.
It's good. All right, it's only three episodes in.
Okay. All right. We'll just do every show. We'll just become – that can be our podcast.
I love it.
The
HBO.
Yeah.
I've been arguing with Ike. Ike and Glenn both tweeted out recently.
Oh, I saw this.
Polls. What is the best show between these shows? And they're all very good shows. Game of Thrones, Sopranos, Breaking Bad, and The Wire. And on both their polls, Game of Thrones won.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Yes.
I think I
you know
would
what?
Say
can
Game
I admit
of
is,
as well.
I would rank them Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, The Sopranos, The Wire. I think The Wire is a little overrated, actually.
So
I'll put The Wire second.
I've never seen The Wire. I've only heard nothing but good things. Like, but it's one of those shows where I'm like, oh, I should get around to watching this, and I just don't have the energy. One, I blame like just how good TV and today's TV.
Everyone has a list of things they should be watching.
Exactly. Right.
You tell someone the show they should watch, they tell you another you should watch.
And see anyone that,
and if you watched everything, you need to get a job.
Right.
Something else that makes money.
Now, someone that listens to this podcast is going to be more upset that I don't watch The Wire than that I'm watching Game of Thrones.
So let's
or say that Game
let's,
of Thrones.
Let's run through those odds.
Yeah.
For people who don't know.
Well,
yet.
I unintentionally grabbed these now from Breitmeyer because Ike had them.
I just wanted him to try to pronounce something. And
yes.
I wasn't disappointed.
What did he say? Tyron
Lannister. Tyron Lannister. Like, he sounds like a draft prospect. Yeah, he really does.
Jon Snow is plus 175 at the favorite. Bran Stark is plus 250.
I'm surprised Bran's so far up. I can't see him being on the throne.
Yeah, I don't know why he's so far up. But
I think I could see him becoming like a deity or something by the end.
Yeah, that's what's
crazy. But like, I don't see him on the throne.
Yeah, he's like a behind-the-scenes kind of guy. I don't think he's really an animal.
Unless he's the Night
like,
King.
Bran and Daenerys are both at plus 250. Which is kind of crazy to me.
Right, because I think you put Daenerys ahead of Bran.
We'll get into our season predictions.
Doesn't that
after
mean like the odds are telling you something? Like Vegas always knows, right?
Right.
Like,
Vegas does always know. However, I don't think any. This is what actually has always been, before we get to the rest of these odds, what's really been impressive with me with HBO is they are very tight-lipped on what this. Like, usually there's something that has leaked in the past.
Well, last season was a disaster. They better be tight-lipped this time. They had like episodes leaking that I didn't. I'm not proud of this, but I had to watch them ahead of time.
So did I.
I
admit it. I watched. It was the episode where Daenerys lost her one dragon.
Yes.
That leaked, and
I also watched that ahead of time.
So the Night King is at plus 900, along with Arya Stark at 900. Tyrion.
There's no way Arya's.
So if you get
Arya has no interest in being
Arya's no one. She's just
if Bran's the Night King, then Vegas has got a whole mess on their
Well,
hand.
Can you get can you get double
can you get the
winnings
odds?
On that?
Yeah.
Right.
I 9-1 if I get Bran and it's the Night King.
Right. Tyrion at plus 1,000. Sansa plus 1,300.
I'm surprised Tyrion's so low.
Yeah, Sansa's too high. Plus 1,300 for Sansa.
Sansa's good money. I think that is a great bet.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
I think she is an absolute.
Tell me this.
I think she's the best value on there. Because
if she goes from, if you watch that thing from beginning to end, and she goes from that little child in the beginning who only wants to marry a king and be a princess through everything she goes through, and it ends with her becoming queen. That's a great story.
She's not going to do any fighting. She's going to let people fight for her. And in the end, you know, if a couple people get knocked off, she would be, I think, a better ruler than anybody.
Now, the person
she has Arya behind her back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. The person I thought that would have the longest odds going into this doesn't have them. At plus 1,600, it's Cersei. Like, it's a guaranteed bet that there's no way this ends with Cersei on the throne.
I would almost agree, but I thought going into last season, I'm like, there's no way she makes it through this season, and she just continues to survive. She's like Wendell Smallwood. She just never goes away. You always think he's gone. He just
I think the more you got into season 7, you realize that as annoying and as a pain in the ass that Cersei is, she's still vital to the show and where she needs people to either align with her or align against her more often than not. And you kind of need that in a show to be successful.
She creates that extra layer of, you know, antagonist. You have the White Walkers, and then you have like Cersei, who's just like annoying the crap out of the viewer.
Yeah. So then the next one is
the only way I can see it happening is see it happening like this. The White Walkers take over everything.
Yeah,
and there's nothing left of humanity. And it's humanity is being started back up by her
and her bastard child
taking the reins and becoming queen and trying to bring civilization back.
Like, that's what I was going to ask. Like, do you guys think that it has to be a fulfilling ending for the audience, and is that fulfilling enough? Like, is that what?
Well, that's the trick. That's
like the really hard thing is, how do they end this, and can they end it perfectly? And what is the perfect ending?
I think as far as Game of Thrones goes, and the way it normally kind of ends up, the way you don't necessarily want it to end up, it would make sense just for the White Walkers to win and take everything over.
Yeah,
it really would.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that, and I don't think that's the way it's going to go.
Show started. Like, the first ever scene is like these White Walkers, and you're like, what the heck is this?
Yeah. Right. I on the other end, I think a perfect ending would just be the simplistic one and have Jon Snow sitting on the throne and everyone acknowledge that he's a Targaryen.
But isn't that too like Disney?
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah, but it's also
it is rewarding.
It's a rewarding ending because we followed this character that we've thought is a bastard for now six seasons.
But we've already got to the point where like everyone's figuring that part out, and now they have to go fight the White Walkers.
The thing is with that, like last season, I think I was surprised at the low number of serious deaths. Actually, there really weren't a ton.
True. Yeah.
This season, I think there's going to be a lot of them. One of my predictions for the season is I don't think there's any way Jon Snow makes it through alive. I think he has to die to save humanity in a way.
So I go on
Daenerys. Willis,
yeah, I go the other way because like the whole theory, like we had I'm forgetting his name. I'm blanking on his name because there's so many characters. Stannis. Stannis Baratheon, he was dubbed by Melisandre, the Lord of Light, the light bringer and all that. That if you follow that theory, I think it's something to do with Sansa and Jon, and Jon's going to have to kill Daenerys if he wants to defeat the White Walkers.
I don't know. I see them getting married. And then maybe both dying, and then
both dying.
Wow. I mean,
Cersei
think,
dies.
I was talking about Jon Daenerys, but
no,
I'm
saying like Cersei dies.
I feel like she has to,
right? But maybe
I don't know.
This really does just end with the Night King and Bran.
It could end with them defeating the Night King, and then we're back where we started, and it's like Sansa versus Cersei.
The most interesting character arc, and like I would say my favorite character is Tyrion, but the most interesting character arc for me has been Jaime Lannister. I think he's been fascinating.
The way they've
like played with our minds, whether we don't know if he's a villain or a hero, and like
it's hard to understand. It's hard to understand why he loves her still.
Now
he has another kid coming on the way with her. But he has the longest odds to win the Game of Thrones at plus 2,500.
I'm not saying he'll win it, but like I'm definitely curious to see what happens with him. And he like just survived that death in the last season,
right?
So like I don't know what they'll do with him, and he kind of intrigues me.
He just left Cersei to end the last season.
Exactly. Yeah,
I've been going north to help with the White Walkers, but I'm rewatching it now, and I'm in the middle of the fourth season, and it's right when he like is transitioning from villain to like protagonist, and he does have such an interesting arc.
Does.
I think
that,
you're right
that
on
scene
on that.
Where he talks to Kat when he's like she's imprisoned him, and that scene where they have, and he like explains his whole rationale for everything. Like that scene sticks in my head.
Yeah, when he's telling why series. He killed the Mad King.
Yeah, and because he's like, this is the way it is. Like, what would you do?
Because he finally admitted, like, I killed the Mad King because he wanted to kill my own He wanted me to kill my own father. And it's like, well, yeah, I would kill the other guy, too.
Right.
I don't blame him. So that's
a fascinating character arc. So, like, I don't know. That was just one point I had going forward.
I think my favorite character, watching it several times, is Arya. I just Arya is such a great character.
What's her odds? I didn't.
She was at +900.
She's floating out there. She's
yeah,
super
but
powerful.
There's no way
she.
See,
I don't think she has any desire to rule.
She doesn't
want to
rule.
Right.
She's already. That's why. Like when they killed Littlefinger, Arya was like, "You're the sentencer," talking to Sansa.
Right.
Because you're the Lady of Winterfell. I'm just the executioner.
Right.
Like she just wants to kill people.
She's awesome. Yeah.
Like she's a great character. She's like just like. Gone through hell and back, gone to the Faceless Men, and it's just like, now I just want to
She's
going to
be an assassin for Sansa when she's queen or something like that.
Like,
I mean, she doesn't want it for herself.
Right.
We want to see, I mean, like, I would think, collectively, the viewers want to see, like, all the Stark kids together again at some point.
And I think we're
going to
get that early on.
Yeah, I would hope so.
But as soon as it happens, things are going to
explode.
Well, really, the only, the children that haven't seen each other
are
John and Arya. Arya and John are the two. They were very, very close with each other in season one. So that's why it was kind of odd in the one trailer that we got where we see Sansa, Arya, and John walking through the crypts of Winterfell where all their ancestors are buried and gone. You just kind of see Arya and John like walk past each other, not acknowledging each other.
Well, I don't think
and
that's
I think
a
I'm,
real scene.
It, no, it's not a real scene, but like it's just odd that this is the first time we've actually seen them as a viewer. This is the first time we've ever seen them together in any capacity since season one.
That's
like,
true.
It's been 8 years, almost 8-9 years of not these two being together, and it was just like odd to see that that capacity.
One of the things I'm looking most forward to is just the amount of cool reunions, like John and Arya and the Hound is going to be a great one.
The best scene of was it last season when they're all walking up to greet Cersei and they all kind of reunite with each other,
and they all got something to say.
They all have something to say, like the Hound and Brienne, like that seems
Tyrion. And meeting back up with Sansa is going to be great because you forget it's so long ago that they were married. I guess technically they might still be married.
Yeah, I don't think that was ever annulled. Wait a minute.
But then Sansa was married to Ramsay for a brief period of time.
That was brutal.
That was a very happy marriage.
I did read an AMA from the director, and he said the best scenes that the most fun he had shooting were the Arya and the Hound scenes, that trek back when he took her back. He said that was like their interaction off camera was awesome. So like, and I think their reunion will be great.
That's
like,
That's where I am in my rewatch now. They're on that journey together.
Yeah.
And I love when Arya is saying the names and then the Hound's like, it tells her to shut up. And she's like, I just got one more left. She says the Hound.
Right.
You like, guys are talking about all these Stark reunions, but if you think about where we are at the end of the last season, when is Winterfell going to fall? It's probably the first episode.
It's got to be soon.
Well,
that's
actually,
so this reunion is going to be 10 minutes. Like, it could be the first 10 minutes of the new season.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
Night
really
King's
could.
Past the
could
wall.
Be Winterfell getting attacked and being taken over by the White Walkers.
Here's what I don't want
to. So your reunion is not going to be that great.
I think early.
Jeez, Dave.
Early. Like an early prediction on for this upcoming season, what's going to happen real quick is the reunions, as you were just saying, Dave, some sort of attack on Winterfell. And then I think also at the same time, people are going to start learning who Jon Snow really is. I think you have to get that out early within the first like two episodes of the show, because then you have to like then as they're trekking south or whatever is going to happen, because at some point I'm imagining this is going to end at King's Landing. They have to convince millions of people literally millions of people, hey, Jon Snow, who we've said is a bastard for the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah, but they've got more important things that they have than to convince people. That's going to be the problem.
But that's also like one of the things that's going to lead to what I would think is possibly Jon Snow on the Iron Throne. But but to TK's point, it might not happen if they're both dead.
That's going to be awkward when Jon Daenerys find out they're aunt and nephew, by the way.
Yeah. Yes. It's going to be a little watched that scene again, and I'm just like, why would they choose this?
I don't think they can. I mean, in a world where brothers and sisters
that's
are.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, Targaryen.
I mean, that's like.
Maybe it's a backhanded way of humanizing Jaime and Cersei. Like, at the end, they're finally like, you guys made fun of these two this for 7 years. Like, huh? It's happening again.
And you're kind of happy about it, aren't you?
You like this one. Yeah. And these people you like?
Yeah. So I mean, like, when you read the books, I know TK has. Not. So the entire Targaryen line is incest,
right? But I mean, it's a new age these days, Bill. That's
right. That's true.
Looked at a little more taboo than it was 380
years of incest. Something's got to change.
No, my sister and brother-in-law just started watching it. My sister-in-law.
Oh, never mind.
Texted me the other night.
I thought that was going in a totally worse direction.
My sister.
And then I got a real interesting email.
My sister-in-law texts me during them watching the first episode, being like, "Is that guy and that girl, are they brother and sister?" And I'm like,
yeah. "Oh, when Bran falls from the tower."
Yeah, so she was just confused, but yeah, I had to answer that.
Yeah, just say, "Yep, just keep on watching, just trek through that little awkward interaction." Yeah, when you really think about it, there's a lot of incest that goes on in this show, and you're just like, you kind of deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
What are you going to do?
So do we have any final big predictions or not really? Because I don't know that I have. I'm trying to think of if I have any.
Well, I think we're going to get Clegane Bowl. I think we'll get the Hound and
you've been saying that
the
for
mountain.
A while, though.
Okay, I could care less about that.
That shit might have sailed.
I really don't. I don't care about that.
Well, because if you remember, at some point, too, I think we'll still get Clegane Bowl because Sandor tells his brother you know what's coming for you when they're all meeting in the dragon pit. You know what's coming for you. You can't hide from it. And I'm just like, oh, okay, I guess that's him saying that my revenge will finally be brought on you. And then I think we'll also, early on, or in the middle, season episode 3 or 4 of this upcoming season, Melisandre has to come back. She made her own prediction that she has to come back to Westeros to die. I don't know. I don't know what capacity that could be in because she tells that to Varys, the spider. So I don't know what this means. I think basically, as much as they have said that these last 6 episodes ever of Game of Thrones, they're going to be feature length. They're going to be hour 15, hour 30. I don't. There's a lot to close up, and I'm worried. I'm nervous that they're not going to close everything up.
Well, yeah. My prediction, more than anything, is I think, as I said, I think Jon and Daenerys both will end up having to die to save
Westeros
humanity.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people are going to die. I think I could see Arya dying. I could see a lot of people dying. The one that I think, and that's why I think going back to that. Best value is Sansa to
plus,
be alive.
What's that, 1300?
Yeah, 1300, that's a good
value. You know,
that's good value.
That just doesn't make sense.
That was,
makes a lot of sense.
It's not
on the throne.
TK's
why?
Making a lot of sense.
I don't know about Sansa.
I've studied
Park,
this stuff.
Save
man.
This.
I'm rewatching the show for the 8th time.
Do you think their kid will be born in the season, right away? Is that
which ones?
Daenerys and Jon.
So,
Daenerys probably dies giving birth to the kid in the last episode.
What about Cersei's kid?
I was going to say, are we going to see Jaime and Cersei's fourth episode?
Are we 100% Cersei's not lying about that?
No, but they left it open that it would be awkward to just not even acknowledge it. Just
also,
you know what I mean? They have to
Has Cersei been messing around with anybody else that might not be Jaime?
Qyburn. Maybe Qyburn.
Yeah, that guy? I don't.
What about the bad guy that she sent away? What's his name?
Euron.
Euron.
Well, Euron's going to get the Golden Company.
Yeah.
I think they. You know.
By
I don't
the way,
know.
Can Theon just die already? I could care less.
Theon's going to do something great.
The worst.
Listen.
I'm telling
you, my God.
Scene, come back. That was the
worst. Why is Theon on this list?
That was a horrible scene.
The last episode.
Yes. I know where you're going with this.
Was terrible when he fought that guy on the beach. They're wasting time. There's 20 minutes left in the season. They're wasting time on this terrible scene.
That's why they're not wasting
Theon
time.
Theon is awful.
He gets kneed in the crotch, and I get it. He got tortured and doesn't have a crotch, but that still hurts you. And, like, let's not ignore that he probably has a giant, like, cut or gash or something.
Right, it healed up, man, over time.
I'm just saying, it didn't make any damn sense.
Well, they're setting up Theon for a big part of season 8.
No, just die. Sorry, Theon, just die.
That's my big prediction, finally.
Theon redeems himself for the Starks.
What about Samuel Tarly? We haven't talked about him.
Well, he could be. He's on here at +2,000.
Yeah,
is he really?
Yeah,
he's not going to be on the throne, but he has a big role in this.
Well, here's how.
Right, because he's got to. Him and Bran have to convince everyone. Just at least in Winterfell, he just has to convince people in at least Winterfell of who Jon Snow is, and it's very difficult to convince people are not, unless the evidence was presented to them directly in front of them. It's hard to convince people that this person is not a bastard.
Here's why Samwell's on the list. He represents George R.R. Martin.
Right.
George R.R. Martin is Samwell. And maybe he finds some way to put himself
on the throne.
Although it'll make a lot of people. Here's how it happens. Jon Snow is the rightful leader at the end, and he has Samwell by his side. But Jon Snow doesn't want to be king. So he goes off and lives a life. I don't know, defending Winterfell or something like that, and he says Samwell is the king, and
that's not a bad prediction,
and that's the only way it happens.
I can see that in some sick way.
I don't know.
I don't see Sam playing much of a role.
It's +2,000. Like I'm trying to figure out a way where it happens.
I would bet the Sansa's money line. Then
when do we see the dragon versus dragon battle? Like right. Away?
I think that's at the end. I think that's at the end.
It seems it's like so obvious that like just get it over with. But maybe I'm wrong.
You don't get a dragon battle.
Well, because first
you don't get that over with.
Because Cersei first has to realize what happened. Because she was like all convinced after the meeting between all of these people. Like, oh, she only had two dragons. I wonder what happened to the third. And she's like convinced. Oh, they're vulnerable. Like we can easily take them out. Not realizing that this Night King just completely destroyed. I think it was Viserion that's the dragon that becomes the Night King's dragon. And like she's like being again an idiotic leader, just simplifying something that shouldn't be simplified.
That's all I got.
That's all I got too.
All right.
Yeah, we'll be back at some point. I guess my bold prediction:
Winterfell falls within the first hour of the first episode.
We'll do it. We'll do another one after if we do get a real trailer.
Real footage
coming up, which could be in a couple weeks with the if it does happen during the Super Bowl. We'll see.
That would be great.
About a week and a half.
We basically did one today just because we wanted to talk about Game of Thrones.
Right.
We really didn't have anything new to discuss.
We just wanted to remind people that we're here.
Yeah, we're here, and we're talking about Game of Thrones, and it's coming up. So we'll be back with another episode, hopefully before it starts, I would guess. I mean, even if without a trailer, maybe
we should do it the week before.
Yeah, we'll do it the week before.
Preview show. We'll get something in there.
Yep.
All right. There it is. Andrew Porter, Bill Cornfield, Dave Breitmeyer, Tom Kelly, Game of Thrones, HBO TV show, podcast. See you next time.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.